So this week I was thinking about the dual vision. And when I say dual vision, I was thinking of how we are constantly called to look outward into the world to see how Christ is interacting through that world and how Christ is affecting our relationships with one another. And also within that outward vision, we also have that inward vision. As we're constantly called to be working on ourselves, that transforming, that ability to grow and to become more and more Christ-like, because that is what we have been called to do. And in that inward vision, we get to look at our uniqueness, because we are so uniquely and beautifully made. We've been called to do different things with our lives than what other people have done. And at times, we may not be understood. Our choices may be questioned. And the thing that came up is that's okay. That's okay not to fit the mold that others may have put on us, because God is far bigger than anything we can imagine or envision. And as we look outward at what Christ is calling us to be, it also helps to see what makes us a community, what builds us up, what is called as we are transforming, what we give up, all these pieces, the listening, the relating, and the living out, and then finding our connection with Christ and being part of the larger body. And I was thinking that because of today's scripture. So we have Romans where, I think it's Paul, who writes the letters to the church at Rome. And he continually explains to them how to be called, what it means to be called into this new body, living out what Christ the Messiah has done on his earthly mission. And what they're continually called to do as part of this new religion, basically. Along with the Matthew piece where we see that Peter, for once, gets it right. Because most times, Peter doesn't get it right. He's usually the one that Christ is admonishing, going, Peter, what have I told you? But this time, Peter gets it right. And that piece that I think is the connecting piece is the who do you say I am? Because I think that piece bleeds into or forms or flows into our identity. Our identity as one body with many pieces. Because when we hold that truth of who Christ is, that Christ is the Messiah, the Son of God, come down to free us and to show us new ways of living in this fullness of love and grace. With that in us, with that truth that we hold on to, it equips us. It equips us and calls us to live out our uniqueness, to be many gifts that we don't have to conform to what others think that we have to be. That when we allow ourselves to see Christ, to live in how Christ sees us, it is an amazing gift that frees us to live more richly and more beautifully into God's plan for us. And through that relationship that we have with Christ, of knowing who Christ is, it also, it's a beautiful revelation of seeing Christ in new ways. And with this relationship, with this new ideas and these ways of looking, it is enabling us and calling us into an understanding of how we work, how our, like one body, we have many functions, we have many systems. If we had just one part of our body, what would it be? And as I joke, because they say, oh, you know, people, when they do the sword and shield, they're like, oh, I'm the hands of God. Oh, I'm the feet. I'm the eyes. I'm the ears. And I always said, well, I'm the spleen. I want to be the spleen. I want to be the one that like does all the little, you know, filtering. And yes, it can be removed, but that's okay. Fingers crossed that the body never needs to remove the spleen. But the idea that each part of the body, all the pieces that we think aren't important, are very important for us to function wholly as God is calling us to function. And in that, we can break barriers down. We can break prejudice down. We can break these ideas that no longer hold on to us, that no longer have power over us. And we can live into that beautifully. So as we look inward and as we move to look outward, it's holding firm on to who we are revealed to be in Christ and knowing that not all of us have the same function. And I like this. I picked this up, this idea, well, not this idea, but this quote I picked up this week from a magazine called Enfleshed. And it says that we do not all need to contribute what others contribute. We do not all need to acquire every skill or bring the same. We do not all need knowledge to be knowledgeable about or proficient in every thing that we do. We do not all need to respond the same way. Because of our relationship with Christ, we are invited on this journey, remembering we doubt when we doubt about our place, about our gifts, about our limitations, to know that we are beautifully and wonderfully made. And then this to close from an artist named Rhapsody, that with Christ at our center, drawing us in and sending us out, when we are in a relationship as one body, there is space for you. We are not simple, we are complex human beings, and we come through different experiences, and all those experiences teach us and shape us to be one body living out in the world. Amen.